Last week, Miss New Jersey told us how someone was trying to blackmail her, threatening to make public embarrassing photographs that she posted on her Facebook page. And you might be wondering, what are your kids posting and how can you protect them from prying and potentially dangerous eyes online?
You know, they're not that bad, but they were meant to be private, and it's making me feel very vulnerable that the entire country has to see them now.
Amy Palumbo may be a beauty queen, but she's no different from the average computer user who uses social networking websites to post personal photos. MySpace and Facebook collectively garner more than 90 million users posting personal information and photos. An estimated 4.7 million are under the age of 18 on MySpace, and 4.3 million on Facebook. While most intend for the photos they post to be viewed by close friends and family, the stories of Miss New Jersey and that of American Idol contestant Antonella Barba offer a sobering reminder. Even pictures meant to be kept private have a way of becoming public. In this new age of information, employers and school admissions counselors are now using these sites to access information about job candidates and potential students. MySpace does offer privacy control for profiles, and Facebook's limits access to people with the same network or groups. But there are still ways for people not connected to you to access personal information. And while devastating for her, the case of Miss New Jersey provides a valuable lesson for all internet users.
Nothing you post on the internet is private, even if it's in a privately accessed website.
Ruth Peters is a child psychologist. Hey, Ruth, good morning. Nice
good morning,
to have you
Matt.
Back. I look at it as the rules for photos online are a little bit like the rules for wearing a microphone around here. If you don't want someone to hear it, you don't say it while you're wearing a microphone. If you don't want someone to see the pictures, don't put them online.
There is absolutely no control once it goes online. I don't care if it says it's personal, it's private, whatever. Once it's on there, somebody can actually copy it, paste it to their own website or enter their own computer. And even if you sanitize that site afterward, those people still have it.
If you're a parent and you've got teenagers, daughters, sons, and this kind of this Facebook craze, this MySpace craze is part of their daily socialization. How do you convince them that what can seem fun at one moment can become a nightmare at another moment?
Well, first of all, I think what Miss New Jersey did is it probably did more for all of this than anybody of us could do. And so I think what you do is you talk to your child, you explain it to them, and then you have to supervise, and that's the key word. You have to supervise your kids online.
I'll talk about supervising them in just a second, but I think a parent has to say to a child, look, this is for your friends and your family. These are the people who are supposed to see these photos.
Right.
But it only takes one angry friend or one jealous friend to make these things public.
Exactly. And that's where we say you do not have control. And so if you want to send photos to your friends or families, send them an email with that on. It doesn't have to go into this public sphere.
So parents have to familiarize themselves with Facebook and MySpace and all these things so at least they can help their children.
And it's easy. Most parents think that the technology is above them and beyond them, but it's really very simple to start your own account, to go in and be able to look and see what your children are doing.
All right, so talk to me about different age groups and how much monitoring parents should be doing with their kids and these types of pages.
I think you start that with talk about who your kid is. There are some kids that are really good and really easy, and all you have to do is just check it once in a while. But other kids who are squirrely and impulsive and you don't trust their judgment, what I would sit down and say, I'm paying for the internet. What your site is on there is my site. It will embarrass me. I'm going to be checking it frequently and randomly.
Yeah, and parents should absolutely have the passwords. They should be able to get in no matter what.
Or there is no site. I mean, it's just very clear. I'm paying for it. The password is mine, too.
Does the parent make the child responsible for everything on the site? In other words,
yeah.
You know, a friend can put something on my child's Facebook account or MySpace page. So then is my child responsible for that?
Absolutely. And that's the rule I use with my kid clients is that I don't care what kind of language your friends are using. If it's on there and it's bad language, you are responsible. You either have to block them or you lose the site. And your language has to be very appropriate because people will judge you by who you associate with.
And as these kids get older, they get to be of college age or at least college application age, of job age. These accounts, these pages can come back to haunt them.
They are public because, you know, the college admissions counselors are now using them for grad school, and also employers, their HR departments, are always going to look. So what I tell people to do is you have to have an account. Use your first name as your first name. Your middle name is your last name. Very difficult for other people to find it.
But again, the most important thing, it's not private. If you put it on the internet in any way, shape, or form, it's not private.
It's not private. You wouldn't let your kid go down a dark alley without supervision. Don't let them go into the dark alley of the internet without supervision.
Ruth Peters, well said. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Matt.